He tells me, "I see you rock a lot of blue," pointing to the icy glitter painted on my eyelids, blue blizzard hue manicured on my fingertips, cold topaz stones hanging low from earlobes, and the cool navy lace stretched tightly around my skin. Impressed, I tell him, "I do rock a lot of blue." And then, as if to reward his observation, I suddenly open, like muscle shells abandoned, risk jump dive into an Atlantic ocean of truth, fearlessly recite my biography inked in blue. Yes, I rock blue like the blue whale, flippers flecked, polka dot skin, long bodied, flat headed, though she's the largest animal that lives, still can't escape the fear of extinction. A heart that weighs 1,000 pounds, still not loved enough to be protected. Visitors watch her only from a safe distance. Museums will come close only for her blue lost skeleton. Yes, I rock blue like Persian blue, calculated lines and symmetrical designs, perfectly combined in geometric glory. Painted on these tiles that speak my history in turquoise calligraphy, but how quickly they discount my identity, as if I wasn't once an empire. They just want the blueprints to the nuclear powers. Misidentifying shades, they tell me, is only foreign policy. I tell him, "But let's turn the conversation light, blue, because tones don't just carry woes, and I can still relax blue like jazzy blue, and I love the background screens of Jeopardy blue, and I dance 80s blue to Madonna's True Blue, and I sing along to Blue Jays' Beyonce blue, and every World Cup I cheer for Celestio's blue, and I've been collecting words and letters in a mailbox blue, and I'm a compulsive cookie eater but still a friendly monster blue, and I know God's love is royal blue, whether in cyan domes or his sky blue, even midnight blue unfolds streaks of a holy view." But he tells me, "I mean, I see you rock more of that other blue." And how much do you trust someone before you show them your black and blue? Okay, yes, my birthstone is the sapphire blue, but what use is a precious stone if not chiseled and treated, sculpted slim, carved thin, cut and fractured, made presentable, angles and edges acceptable to the buyer, waxed and sparkled steel, blue to prevent the surge of rust, but though polished and varnished, even solid gems erode, and the electric blue spark will lose its glow because this color was born and bruised into my fibers like the cornflower blue coats donned by the Kennedy kids at the funeral. I showed him that this tall glass of water is only clear because it's filtered, but my body of water is just a deep blue sea, and the courage to reveal this comes once in a blue moon. So tell me, you who knew I rock a lot of blue, why did you add a new shade to be named after you?